5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, as Ginger just mentioned, we are in the midst of a mini fund drive where we're trying to raise $30,000 in about 5 days. This is an opportunity. If you didn't have a chance to pledge in our earlier spring fund drive, now's the time to do it. And we would certainly appreciate it. This will put us up to where we want to be, and you won't hear from us again until the middle of fall sometime. Having said that, I've got a lot of music to come your way tonight, and so I'd like to play a lot. So we'll start out by doing just exactly that. And we'll hope that you will take that opportunity to go to your phone and call 303-449-4885 or 1-800-737-3030 if you're out of the Denver metro area. We have a couple of volunteers standing by the telephones, and so we're awaiting your call. We're going to feature two more obscure composers tonight. We did this a week ago, and this would be part two, I guess. And so we'll get right on with it, and we'll turn to the first one, whose name is Theron Catlin Bennett. Was born July 9th, 1879, died April 6th, 1937. And he's probably most famous for the first piece I'm going to play. It's called the St. Louis Tickle. He listed as the composers Barney and Seymour, supposedly a vaudeville duo, but such a duo has never been found, and it's thought that Seymour used this fictitious name here because one of the themes in here is a theme that has some very racy lyrics attached to it. You won't hear the lyrics tonight, but nevertheless, he didn't want to get caught in that trap. So here is St. Louis Tickle, as played by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. St. Louis Tickle is played by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. Theron Bennett, born Pierce City, Missouri. He was an only child to a druggist and his wife. Went to school in Missouri. Attended New Mexico College of Agriculture and Mechanic Arts, which is now the New Mexico State University in Las Cruces, where he obtained a degree focused, interestingly enough, on music, but possibly got some business background. And he did minstrel shows and a lot of music, of course. And we just heard the piece that really made him famous, St. Louis Tickle. But we're going to hear another one right now. A few years later, in 1907, a piece called Sweet Pickles. And here is Bill Edwards. Bill Edwards has brought us Sweet Pickles by Theron Bennett from 1907. And a big thank you to go out to Rick Casey, a strong supporter, he says, of KGNU, and we certainly appreciate that. He's made a very generous contribution, and he's renewing his membership. So thank you very, very much, Rick. We appreciate this support. We are in the midst of a mini fun drive here in the summertime, and your cooperation would certainly be appreciated. We've got gifts to give, thank you gifts, for supporting us. Everyone who makes a contribution before July 13th will be entered into a drawing for a pair of tickets to the 24th Annual Rocky Mountain Folks Festival. That would include camping passes, VIP backstage passes, and all the good stuff that you get. There's no minimum pledge. Just give us a pledge, and your name is automatically entered. We also have new mesh trucker cats, green or blue, with the logo on the front in white. Soft mesh in the back for a minimum pledge of $88.50. For that same amount, you can also get a men's or a women's T-shirts. Roots and Branches brown, Pub Palace black, new this year. We also have bluegrass, red or green, and reggae in brown or black. So we can dress you up very fashionably for a mere $88.50. The number to call is 303-449-4885. Or as I say, or 1-800-737-3030 if you're out of the metro calling area. And, of course, you can always pledge securely online at kgnu.org. So step up to the phone and give us a call, 303-449-4885. All right. Well, he wrote a couple of fine rags here after St. Louis Tickle. We heard Sweet Pickles, and now we're going to hear the next one. Now, this one from the year 1909, it's called Pork and Beans, not to be confused with a piece called Pork and Beans written by Lucky Roberts in about 1913. So this is 1909 by Theron Bennett. Here is Trevor Tishner. Pork and Beans, as played by Trevor Tishner. Well, Theron Bennett actually opened his own music publishing firm and published many of his own works, plus notable pieces by other composers. Moved to Omaha, Nebraska in 1908. By 1912, he had settled in Denver, Colorado, but he still traveled regularly to the retailers that he serviced. And he started a chain of music stores with his profits from the sales. Had outlets in Denver, New York, Omaha, Chicago, St. Louis, and Memphis. continued to write and publish some of his own works, and let's listen to another one of those from 1910. Here's a piece called Sycamore Saplin, and here is Elliot Adams. Theron Bennett's composition, Sycamore Saplin, is played by Elliot Adams. Well, I mentioned that he had settled in Denver and was running his company out of Denver. By the late 1910s, he was not only a publisher, but he was the proprietor of the Dutch Mill Cafe in Denver, a descendant of which is still in operation today. And it was also a music store and a great meeting place for Denver musicians and artists. Here from 1912, a piece written and published by Theron Bennett. It's called Chills and Fever. And here's the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. Chills and Fever, that was the Heliotrope Ragtime Orchestra. Well, after a decade or so in Denver, Theron Bennett followed the crowds down to Southern California in 1922 and stayed there for the rest of his life. He opened a school of popular music there, dance music and jazz, advertised it heavily and so on, but as the Great Depression settled in, his businesses all folded and he lost virtually all of his assets. He died nearly destitute in 1937 at age 57 after a prolonged illness. He left behind a fair body of pieces that he either composed or published, and some of them are pieces that are still well remembered today as important works of the ragtime era. And here we'll close with one of those from 1916. I think it's a rag, but it might be a blues. It's called Some Blues for You All. Here's Dick Zimmerman.
Thank you.
Some Blues for You All by Theron Bennett. The last piece by Bennett tonight, that was Dick Zimmerman. Before we get on to our next composer, I certainly want to mention that you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. This is Ragtime America. My name's Jack Rummel, and we are in the midst of our short but sweet summer fun drive. 5 days, I think it is, to hope to raise $30,000 in that period of time. And to remind you that you are listening to the only ragtime show that you'll find in this area. And in fact, it's the only ragtime show that you'll find west of the Mississippi River, and maybe even east of then. So we have listeners that listen in other areas besides the Denver area. You can get us on kgnu.org and listen to a live streaming broadcast. Or you can listen to an archived version of another show and get your fill of ragtime that way. So we encourage those people who like this music and support this kind of music to give us a call, 303-449-4885. Remember, a pledge of any level will enter your name into the drawing to win a free pair of tickets to the folk festival up in Lyons that's coming up very soon. And in the meanwhile, your support of KGNU and of Ragtime would be very, very appreciated. So once again, the number 303-449-4885. If you're out of the local area, it's 1-800-737-3030. And, of course, you can always pledge securely online at kgnu.org. You can even set up an automatic transfer out of your bank account so that a small amount of money leaves your account and goes into our account every month, which, believe me, really helps us to pay the bills because we raise money just at certain times of the year, but the bills come in every month. All right, let's turn now to a gentleman named Frank Henry, or maybe it's Henri, H-E-N-R-I. The French would be Henri, I guess. Frank Henri Klickmann, who was born February 1885, died in February 1932, spent the early part of his life where he originated in Chicago. Came from a musical family and was going at it very early in his studies. Studied in Chicago with a variety of talented teachers. It's not certain when he dropped the name Frank in favor of F, just the initial. So he went for his professional life as F. Henri Klickmann. But he started using that name in 1906, and by 1910, he was pretty well established. His first ambitious rag, Knockout Drops, subtitled A Trombone Jag, was very successful. So let's just listen to that one right now, as played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. some nice trombone smears in that one. Knockout Drops, a trombone jag, as played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, Andre Klickman teamed up with a largely unknown band leader named Paul Bisa, and they wrote a couple of rags. We're going to listen to those now. The first is called The Squirrel Rag from 1910. Mr. Klickman likes his trombones. The Squirrel Rag, in conjunction with Paul Bisa there. And that was the River Raisin Ragtime Review from upstate Michigan way. And another one that he teamed up with Paul Bisa on was called the Dynamite Rag. This one from 1913. And it also has some trombone in it. And here is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra back for... Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. Let's jump back to 1912 to a piece called Delirium Tremens Rag, subtitled A Trombone Spasm which should be interesting because it'll be played on solo piano by Adam Swanson. Right, nice version by Adam Swanson. I'm not quite certain where the trombones fit into Delirium Tremens Rag, but it was listed as a trombone spasm. And now let's do another one. He teamed up with Paul Bisa. This is called the Dynamite Rag, subtitled Trombone Troubles from 1913. And as I said, this will be by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Shades of Spike Jones there. Dynamite Rag, subtitled Trombone Troubles by F. Henri Klickmann, played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, you're listening to KGNU, you're listening to Ragtime America, and we are in our summer short fun drive, and I encourage you to support grassroots radio, which is really what we're all about. We are not one of the big chain-type radios that play canned music. All of our DJs are volunteers, and many of them bring their own records and tapes and CDs and whatnot down to the radio station to play so that they can share some of their passions with listeners that really enjoy that type of music. And we have all different types. So to keep grassroots radio on the air, places where you can actually call up the radio station and a real person answers the phone. We are open from 9 to 5 daily, and you can come down here and actually walk in the door and see what a radio station looks like. Where else can you do that and find somebody at home? So let's keep that going. The number is 303-449-4885 to pledge your support, or 1-800-737-3030 if you're out of the Denver metro area. And don't forget pledging online, too, at kgnu.org. It's O-R-G, excuse me. It's very safe. Here's a piece from 1913 where he also teamed up with Paul Bisa. It's called The Maurice Walk. Maybe it's entitled The Morris, M-A-U-R-I-C-E. Maybe it's The Morris Walk. And here is Frederick Hodges. Thank you. Frederick Hodges has brought us the Maurice Walk by F. Henri Klickmann from 1913. From that same year, how about a waltz? Here is the Hesitation Waltz as played by the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra. Hesitation Waltz from 1913, the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra, pardon me. Well, at some point in 1922 to 1923, Henri Klickmann and his wife left the Midwest and moved to New York City and lined himself up with the Jack Mills Publishing Group, did a lot of musical arrangements and mostly worked for other musicians arranging their works. And that kept him busy. He retired in the mid-1950s and died in Manhattan, 1966, at the age of 81. Here's a piece that he wrote much, much earlier. This is 1914. It's called The Hysterics Rag. And here's a recording from the late 1950s by Tony Parenti. Thank you. There's that trombone again. Boy, that's sort of the hallmark of Henri Klickmann. Hysterics Rag by Tony Parenti and his ragtime gang there. Well, we'll squeeze one more in before we get out of here. This is one of his best-known numbers from 1917. It's called Smiles and Chuckles. It'll be Dan Levinson's Saxtet, six saxophones together to play that one for us. And there's still time to call 303-449-4885. Pledge your support to KGNU and especially to Ragtime at this point in time. Thanks very much. This is Jack Rummel, and stay tuned for Swing Shift coming up next, and here is Smiles and Chuckles. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening, and we'll continue our travelogue across America and travel up the West Coast and land in the Midwest. So stay tuned for some really enjoyable sounds from the swing era and beyond. We'll be right back. Well, California, here we come. The only way is, well, how are we going to get there? Maybe Dinah Shore and Nat Cole have some suggestions.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life